Well, the thing is, as you mentioned, Joseph is not listed as a tribe. His sons were the half-tribes. So, you know, they actually made up two individual tribes on their own. Joseph had already actually received a huge portion, double blessing, you know, partly because of who he was in Egypt, but also because, you know, Jacob gave him that double blessing, that double portion, double birthright. And so, you know, after him, you know, that's when Jacob, he went with this tradition of adopting, like, say, the grandchildren, because this is not something new. It happens in other places in Scripture as well. Joseph himself actually does it later. Eliezer is actually named to Abraham's fortune. Rachel raises Dan and Naphtali as her own kids. I mean, because they're not his, not hers. Jacob himself is actually adopted by his father-in-law, Laban. And so the concept is to help preserve the family through them. And it's also to get this responsibility of birthright, you know, including the blessings that Jacob would bestow. So, you know, Joseph, as I said, had the double birthright. And so Ephraim, you know, he was chosen to actually lead the family in the end, you know, after Joseph had died and everything like that. He was the one, okay, you're next in line to be like, you know, the father figure of the family.
Wow.
You know, to lead the family. It's kind of a cool concept. But here's a little side thing. Did you know that formal adoption was not recognized in Israel until recently?
Oh, interesting.
I mean, like, they had the traditions of adoption, yes, but not formal. That's only been within the last number of years.
Interesting.
It's, yeah. I thought that was interesting, too, when I was looking this up, because I was like, oh, that's weird. Because you would think that that was part of it forever, but apparently it was just traditions before.
Oh, that's very interesting. Well, there you go. I read that. I was like, whoa. Actually, it was so strange because I mentioned this to a friend of mine yesterday, and they proceeded to tell me, like, oh, yeah, like, my mom was, like, deep diving into this specific, like, story in the Bible. And I thought to myself, that's pretty incredible. You know, that some people, like, they're just, like, deep diving on this. I didn't even realize. And I wasn't sure what her reason was. I'm sure that she did have a reason, but I just came across and I was like, wow, I never put two and two together. Like, why did I ever think, like, why did I not stop and think? Why is there not, like, a tribe of Joseph mentioned? But there you go. Thank you for the answer.